Causes: container ships. 90% of global trade is currently transported by container ship. For a long time, the myth persisted that this was a climate-friendly mode of transport, as it produces relatively low CO2 emissions per ton and kilometer transported compared to transport by truck. However, the deep-sea giants emit tons of pollutants every day and heavily pollute our air. Facts and reasons for climate damage from container ships. 7 of the 10 largest container ports are located in China. Container ships, just like oil tankers or cruise ships, run on the cheapest heavy diesel oil derived from refinery residue oils, making it one of the most toxic fuels of all. This fuel contains significantly more sulfur, 3,500 times as much, and heavy metals than fuels used for road transport. Sulfur dioxide contributes to the acidification of water bodies and the formation of acid rain. Sulfur oxides, nitrogen oxides, soot, and particulate matter emitted by ships are particularly harmful to air quality in coastal regions. This is because these substances are highly toxic and damage both the environment and human health. Nitrogen oxides and soot also contribute significantly to climate change. Soot is even considered the second strongest climate driver after CO2. Every year, shipping is responsible for the emission of around 1,000 million tons of CO2, and this figure could even increase by up to 200% by 2050. With globalization due to favorable production conditions in distant countries, growing consumption and cheap fuel costs, more and ever larger ships will sail the world's oceans. Container ships are large, heavy vehicles that require enormous amounts of energy to transport their cargo over long distances. Operating the ship's engines requires enormous amounts of fuel, resulting in significant energy consumption. Ballast water issue. Container ships take on ballast water to ensure their stability. This water is often discharged in other regions, and in the process can provide an opportunity for invasive species to colonize new habitats. This has a negative impact on local biodiversity and can cause significant ecological disruption. Ship waste. Container ships generate large amounts of waste, including plastic waste, marine oil, chemicals, and other harmful substances. Improper disposal of this waste can cause significant marine pollution and endanger marine habitats. Let's do it better. After lengthy negotiations, new ships must be equipped with environmentally friendly technologies by 2025, by which time the container fleet as a whole should be emitting up to 30% less CO2. The basic prerequisite for reducing air pollution is a change of fuel, which is of course associated with higher costs. This would result in lower company profits and higher sales prices for consumers. Speaking of consumers, by consuming regionally and consciously, we ourselves can help reduce the number of goods that have to be transported around the globe. Nevertheless, container ships will probably remain the clear number one in the transport sector in the future, as they can transport an incredible 1 billion t-shirts per ship.